This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Marcel Somerville and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Listening to the smooth sounds of FUBAR Radio with myself, Michael Payne.
Me, the love doctor, Marcel Somerville.
And
Sarah DeBunda.
Sarah DeBunda. That sounded more like an obscene phone call, didn't it? That attempt at sexiness.
Sarah DeBunda.
You know who the fuck I am.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was a vibe.
That was erection section, as I have called some songs of the same ilk before. You said you're going to put it in the special playlist.
You know what? I make a playlist after every show now, and I'm going to make a special one, which is for the lovers. So if you follow me on Spotify, there's going to be a love playlist on there for you.
Ooh. For the lovers, FTL. And if Marcel says it, then you know it really is for the lovers.
Because that's right.
You are, of course, Dr. Love.
Dr. Love, the love doctor.
This is only your second show with us.
It is my second show
as a permanent co-host.
Obviously, it's my fourth in total.
Fourth time being in
the studios, but it's my second as an official member of the team.
Mm. We are nicknaming the show from now on the Eminem Show.
Yes.
It is Michael, Marcel and Natalie. Marcel, Natalie and Michael. You know whichever way. It's a fucking palindrome.
Exactly.
It is.
The shit backwards is, and forwards. Backwards and forwards, man.
There we go.
Well, we are going to go forwards only today from now, 4:05. We are going to be talking to D-Dark at some point. He's going to come in. I say at some point because he's a rapper and you can never really put a time on it too tough. So
yeah.
You say at some point. That kind of covers all bases. Yeah. Anytime between now and the end of the show.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We long ago gave up giving out specific times because it just doesn't work out.
This is true.
Spontaneity.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. It's part of the fun of being a rapper. Spontaneity. I'll turn up when I turn up.
Mm, you know? I'll be there.
Exactly. 5:30, I can say, we will be speaking to Frankie Stew and Harvey Gunn. At first, for a minute there, I thought there were three people: Frankie Stew and Harvey Gunn. Stew and Frankie don't get surnames, but Harvey does, yes.
And they don't get a comma between their names. They it's just Frankie Stew.
Frankie Stew and Harvey Gunn.
Potentially, they're brothers. Frankie Stew and Harvey.
Oh my God!
Gunn.
Yes, this is true.
That's you know? Right.
Maybe there are three people.
Do you know what?
But only two are pictured. either Frankie Stew or Harvey isn't in the photo that we saw.
Remember in the Osbournes TV show, there was Kelly and Jack, and there was another daughter, I think, called Amy, but she didn't want to be on TV, yeah. So they kept talking about her, but she was
the
never
older
there.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
she was doing her own thing.
Right,
she
so
was
it could
doing
be that.
Her own thing. I bet she was doing like a low key job. She's like, I don't want my father's money. I don't want to be involved in that shit. She's working in a bar, probably rock and roll, not sell out rock and roll
right.
like my dad. Fucking reality TV.
I'm real.
not like my mom. I know she's got plans to do a reality show as well, like a music one, but I just can't put my finger on it. One day I think she'll do X Factor.
Never cross Sharon though.
There you go, X Factor.
Prediction came true.
It's true, she knew all about it.
Right, but you know that she's quite well known. Back in the day, if they got a bad review or you upset her, she was notorious for defecating into a box and posting it to said person.
Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, she was quite. She did that quite a lot to people. I think she stopped it now, but if she hasn't, we love you. We love you, Sharon Osbourne, because I don't want a parcel turning up.
It was
here.
All Michael. It was all Michael.
Yeah, yeah. It's not on me. I love her. I actually do like Sharon Osbourne a lot. I think.
Me
yeah,
too.
I do like Sharon Osbourne. Mm. I'm not gonna lie, I do. I like both of them. I do like Ozzy Osbourne. I think I like the whole family.
Yeah, I think the family is actually quite cool. I think back in the day, like, it was a bit like I didn't really like the show as much, but like as people now, I feel like their vibe of reality is more fun than some of the other realities that's out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really hear about Jack Osbourne anymore.
No.
I feel like he kind of morphed into Jack Black.
Maybe. He's doing a bit of the act. But what's Kelly Osbourne doing now?
That's true. Mm. That is very true.
What happened to the Osbournes? We should do a segment.
They should, yeah.
Well, Sharon's still thriving.
Every week.
And Ozzy's still got... His money's still long.
Yeah, yeah. True.
He's like, his money's long. He's got money for life.
He's doing a farewell tour,
yeah, he's doing
isn't
it. He's doing it. He's doing a gig. He's 100% doing a gig. I remember seeing something for that.
Well,
yeah.
That show was good because his whole image before the show was this scary guy that was eating bats or whatever on
stage.
Yeah,
he bit off a bat's head on a gig, didn't he?
But in the show, it's all, Sharon, how do I work the remote control?
He's just funny.
He's still got a rummy accent as well.
Yeah.
That's
what
I love about him. He's still got a rummy accent.
Yeah, and they've just got these little dogs, these cute dogs just pooing all over their mansion in the show. And
karma,
stuff.
Isn't
and, yeah,
it? At least they're not sending it out to people.
It's true,
the
yeah,
dogs,
yeah.
You know?
I did like that show, but I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, well, what happened to MTV? It continues to morph. That was on MTV, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
MTV continues to morph as a channel, so they're probably showing sports by now. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if MTV was just a sports channel
it's
now.
It's just not music.
It's not been music for a long time.
I guess if you're a new artist coming out, back in the day, it would be like, oh my God, my video is going to be on MTV.
Yeah.
It's amazing, but I... Don't
MTV
know
was
MTV
many
base, like the moment.
Oh
the,
my
like,
God.
The first time Flip Reverse on MTV base, I was like, we've made it, guys.
Yeah.
We've literally made it.
Right.
But not no more.
But there are some shows, because I read that who you know, or you may both know him, Poet, is doing Yo MTV Raps.
Yeah,
that's
course,
coming
yeah,
back.
There is
right?
a,
well,
they're
yeah,
bringing it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they brought it back already, but they were, I'm not sure if they were streaming it online only, but he and Snoochie Shy have been presenting a UK Yo MTV Raps at I think XOYO. They used to film it.
Oh, that's sick. Mm.
And they've done a few shows, but now I think it's becoming
they're going to make it a bigger thing.
Mm. Exactly. So I think it's going to be on a bigger platform, and so much respect to Poet and Snoochie, because I rated Yo MTV Raps,
who was presented
so
by
highly.
Dr. Dre, not that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember the original Yo MTV Raps Master?
I remember watching towards the end of when it was on TV.
They had a load of guest hosts as well. Biggie famously hosted one, I think, with did he do the one with what's his face? Bloody hell, Keith
Murray.
Murray, yeah. I think he might have presented one with Keith Murray or Craig Mack, one of them.
Okay.
And then there were, I think there was a Wu-Tang presented one, and the guest hosted ones were brilliant as well, man. Love that shit. It was like the rap version of Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
I wish they would repeat that show or be available to watch again somewhere. I'd watch the MTV Raps again.
You can probably find some gems on YouTube, but they'd be really bad quality. Yeah.
And it was on quite late on MTV. They used to have that. And then another night, it was a rock show called Headbangers Ball, I remember.
Headbangers Ball. Yeah. I don't think I used to watch it, but I used to see it on the listings a lot in the cable.
Do you know what I remember?
Days.
Do you remember it was like plasticine wrestling?
Oh, Celebrity Deathmatch.
That's the one.
That amazing. Good.
That, yeah.
Amazing.
I used to sit up and just watch to see who they were going to make this week. Do you know what I mean?
There were some fucking classics of that as well. That was brilliant, Celebrity Deathmatch.
Was it Deathmatch or Grudge Match?
I'm sure it was Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch. Yeah, 100%. I do remember that too. And they would have, what was the one as well? I think it was on MTV. It was a show where it was just based in heaven with all like dead celebrities. Do you remember that? I remember Kurt Cobain being in one. And
no.
What show was that? Oh, that was quite good too. And that was Plasticine as well. And that was
fair.
MTV used to take some risks with some stuff.
Yeah, man. It was close to the bone, a lot of it, wasn't it?
Beavis and Butthead, of course.
Oh, I love
Daria.
That show.
They were all.
Daria, I remember Daria as well.
All spawns of MTV.
Yeah.
Shout out MTV for some of the beautiful times they brought us.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't know what they're doing now.
Well,
they're like that friend you don't really chat to anymore because they went a little bit wayward with things.
They
innit,
do
like.
X on the Beach now, and Geordie Shaw.
Yep.
But which came from Jersey Shore, didn't it, originally?
You might as well change their names to RTV.
Reality
TV.
Yeah, just drop the M.
Yeah.
I think it's it's gone far enough.
It's really true, because there are actually like not that many like music related shows on there, innit? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't think of many. Maybe I'm just not paying attention.
No,
but maybe I'm not paying attention because I can't think of many.
Do you watch
Chicken
it?
And Egg?
When's the last time you watched MTV?
Can't remember.
Exactly.
Don't even know if I have MTV.
I'm not going to lie to you, I'm slightly addicted to X on the Beach.
No?
Fair play.
The thing is,
reality shows are addictive.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, they are addictive. Don't get me wrong. You know, I was a big fan of two seasons of Love Island. You know, starting with yours.
Thank you very much.
You've been into it. Well, would you ever consider doing something like X on the Beach?
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. When the new season started, I did tweet out saying I love X on the Beach, and someone actually from one of the cars and things said, "Would you ever do it?" And I was like, I messaged him going, "Nah, bro, I don't think I've got the balls for that."
Mm. Would you do Big Brother?
No, like my ex has just been on there, so it's a bit like
what's it called? When what's his name released the tune? The guy that looks like Drake from back in the day.
Eamon.
Oh yeah.
It'll be like Marcel's reply.
Nah, mate, you're right there.
I think it would be hard, Big Brother, right? Because it's not like you're on a nice location like Love Island. You're in a house which apparently is smaller than it looks, and you're with the same people all the time.
Is that a fact about the Big Brother house? It's smaller than it looks.
Yeah, it's not as big as. And I don't like the idea of sharing a room with 15 people. Or
I never have. That's my idea of
that is literally Love Island. The villa, the villa's nice. Obviously, like the sun and the pool.
Yeah, I was going to say,
really
at least
nice.
You're abroad in Love Island. But Big Brother, you're in North London.
Right. So like in Love Island, if they annoy you, you could just go and sleep on the beach, couldn't you? It's warm.
No, there's
Love
no beach.
Island,
you can't go sleep on the beach. You can go sleep in the garden.
In the sea.
Did you ever meet anyone? Like, did what was your kind of, and I don't know if you're allowed to say this, like, but was there a lot of interaction between people behind the camera? Like, I know there aren't any people. Well, are there people behind the cameras, or are they all CCTV?
Nah, so obviously, like there's the CCTV ones which are there, but then obviously, like, there's the big monster cameras which capture all of the big moments,
right?
Do you know what I mean? Because they want them to look. The, the best.
Yeah, you know, of course.
I mean? They don't want to just be like flat fly on the wall. They want so like when you're having your first like chat with a girl, with a new girl or whatever it is. They want to capture all
get
of
the
that.
4K.
Like,
you know, get the 4K.
Exactly, the 4K. Make sure the 4K is tight on this angle. Do you
George,
know what
George,
I mean?
You're getting this. Yeah, on the 4K. Yeah, on
it's,
the 4K.
It's like that. It's like that. So obviously, like there's producers. There's the big exec producers who run the show from afar. Mm-hmm. But then you've obviously got people who are like in and about the house, just in case anything like happens, whatever it is, there's someone there.
Sweaty guys running around. Have they got the whole body brace for the camera and that? Like, you know, sweaty guys.
No, there's no handheld cameras
oh,
at all.
See.
No, yeah, none
of
that.
They're running around with tripods. That's even worse.
No. Put it down, put it down.
Screw it on.
He's moving.
Sweaty, nervous guys with tripods.
No. They're all behind walls, innit? So imagine that window there. Like if say for instance I'm sitting over there by the decks. I'm gonna say by the decks. I'm standing over there. Mm-hmm. You see the shutter open, and then a camera would pop out.
Wow. And wow, that must
like
be
that.
Quite unnerving, mate.
No, but you get used to it, innit? Like,
yeah.
Like after the first week of the show, I was literally like, you
oblivious
know what?
To them.
Like I'm just natural now, innit? Like, so it's all good.
It just reminds me too much of like, I don't know, like automatic machine gun turrets or something. Like the no. wall just opens and something. What do you mean?
It's literally like that. It's literally
don't
like
be creeping
that.
Up on me like that.
you know, like, yeah. You know, like on like them pirate ships when the doors open and the camera.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
That would be too but you're right. I suppose it would become just part of the.
Yeah, you just become used to it because if you don't get used to it. You're just gonna be like on edge the whole time, and you're not
so
gonna
what,
even
so
relax.
What, you weren't nervous the first time you went for a shit, thinking like, "What are these walls saying?" Like, let me see. Are there any? Does this wall look like it could flip open at any point?
So basically, in the toilets, like it's like one of those situations when you're like, there's a camera there, but whatever's happening in the toilet doesn't go out on air, but there's a camera there.
No way.
There's a camera there just to make sure that no one's doing anything they shouldn't be doing in the toilet.
But there should be a camera outside to make sure that no one goes in the toilet together.
Mm. Not even like that though. It's like people could be doing anything in the toilet, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like people might like have like, I don't know, they might have like issues and have smuggled something out of the thing, innit?
Yeah, fair
and
play.
Then
yeah.
Like, do you know
I get
what I mean?
That, but what an invasion of
how
privacy.
How could you ever be comfortable just thinking at any moment? Also, you'd just be thinking, well, someone is someone watching me? But if it doesn't appear, is someone...
Obviously,
just...
like, you've got a mic on as well, innit? So, like, when you're laying one down, it's just like...
Ross, what did Marcel eat?
Then maybe when they're looking... The camera guy running around with a tripod is looking at your dinner like, I hope he doesn't have that tonight. Yeah, I have to film this, like...
Marcel, come
no
back
curry, no
tonight,
curry,
yeah.
No curry.
Put those baked beans down,
yeah,
Marcel.
Have white bread. Don't do that brown bread stuff.
That's jokes.
That's mad.
Legit.
The camera in the toilet is a massive revelation.
But it's like a CCTV one, so it's not like a start
a little
opening
GoPro
and
thing.
But yeah, right. Like, it's
wow,
one of those
fisheye.
Ones. Do you know what I mean? Just to capture the whole moment.
Do you know what you must look like shitting on a fisheye lens? Where your head looks bigger than the rest of you. You're just sitting there. That's long.
But you got used to it, you said. I imagine now when you go to a toilet, you feel weird that there isn't a camera there. You're like,
yeah, that's true.
Now I just put my phone in the corner of the cubicle and it's like,
I can't do it unless someone's watching.
This isn't right. It's not right.
Your phone is just full of videos of you just going in the toilet.
Like, I had to stop Dropbox just in case they got loaded up to the cloud, didn't I? Like, I didn't want anyone else seeing them.
That's brilliant.
Well, D-Dark has arrived, so let's go to a song and then we'll get him straight into the studio.
She ain't a worse than he could get me a box of cheese. He don't know no cheddar. I said, bring me a picture. He's on Insta, trying to make photos better. I thought man was talking my language, but when he spoke, I got to show Rosetta. Don't say free my niggas in jail if you ain't said them no door or no letter. I know man that grew up in nice areas, but they wanna come around here and stop trying up gang signs. Stop it, you postcode Britta. You don't roll solo never, you pussy. I told you niggas don't lie.
Hand in the Bible, I swear to God, I'm a real nigga. I'm a real nigga. Hand in the Bible, I swear to God, I'm a real nigga. I'm a real nigga. Hand in the Bible, I swear to God, I'm a real nigga.
Brother, I can't abandon my beliefs. A man will see family tree and branch out with a man's girl when he leaves. Morals, my brother, I can't abandon my beliefs. A man will say thanks for the peas to forget what you've done when he's back on his feet. Morals, my brother, I can't abandon my beliefs. Set a man don't look after the kids but wanna treat all these slags like queens. Morals, my brother, I can't abandon my beliefs. I told you niggas don't lie.
Hand in the Bible, I swear to God, I'm a real nigga. I'm a real. Hand in the Bible, I swear to God, I'm a real nigga.
That's Preach by the formidable Getz featuring Doneo. That's a fucking banger. I think everyone will agree.
100%, it slaps, 100%.
As the kids say now.
I just asked Marcel, like I said, that will probably not be on your late night lady playlist. But it's more of a daytime, all day.
Preach. Sometimes you feel a bit closer to God when you're about to nut, you know?
laying down the ting.
You know what I mean?
Is that true?
No. It can be. Sometimes you feel closer to God, man. You do feel there must be an existence of some higher power because... How does this feel so goddamn good?
Wow, so it makes you a believer of an atheist. You're like, that's it.
Honestly, 100. I reckon wow. Sex made a lot more believers out of atheists than church.
That's a big statement, but I like it.
Well, not by church won by you know, forced conversions, but
true, yeah.
they edged it. Anyway, after that kind of a political bombshell, I'm very, very pleased to welcome our first guest of the day.
Come on.
M&M show.
And the M&M show, the M&M show. It is, of course, D-Doc.
What's going on?
Thank you for having me today, man.
Not at all, man. You definitely deserve to be here because you're a hard worker.
Oh, enough respect, man.
No, it's true. You're a hard worker. Been in the game for a while. You know, as a young man, but rapping since 12. I can't even say I've been rapping since, I don't know. I only started rapping at, I think, 17, you know? And so to have that much of an interest in it for so long is something fucking commendable.
Nah, cheers,
do you know
bro.
What I mean? But also multi-talented, like instrumentalist was that a case of, what came first then? The knowledge that you wanted to play instruments, or, you know, the knowledge of instruments themselves, or the writing skills?
The instruments first, because started off with like piano lessons, so that's kind of introduced me to the world of music, like actually creating and seeing how it comes together. Because before I was just seeing like songs on TV or hearing songs from the radio, but I didn't know much about how everything come together. But I knew that I really liked it, so that's kind of where it began. And, with the piano lessons.
And was it a case of applying lyrics to the music because you didn't see anyone else fit, like to did you want to voice your own stuff eventually because you thought that you were the best person to do so, right? Because a lot of producers obviously don't rap. Most producers don't rap.
But what it was, it's like what I've kind of learned on the journey so far is that different aspects of the musical. It's like a different musical world. So the piano part was a different world. I was in a different world. And then when it came to the rapping, that was like, it started in like secondary school. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the playground kind of coming in a circle. So that was kind of a social kind
of
thing. And everyone's rapping about what's around them, what, like, everything is this new kind of thing. Like, it was like, and listening to like radio, like urban radio and underground radio. So it was like everything was kind of just happening. Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to do this. Everything was just kind of happening. Uh-huh. So it was like a natural kind of progression. Progression.
Absolutely. And you've currently got two singles out. At the moment, which is another example of further evidence of your sort of hardworking nature. Any particular reason? Is there two kind of messages you want to send out?
Well, like, I've kind of built my fan base. It's been a weird thing because I built fan base from pirate radio, and I also built fan base from internet. So kind of when like internet started coming up, and then I was building like an international fan base and stuff. So I had like the grime stuff, and I had like a melodic kind of side because of the piano. So it was like two worlds kind of coming together. So it was like when I release something a bit more melodic, it will get people from different countries,
of course,
because everyone understands melody. So even though I speak in English, I'll have like Turkish fans Turkish and
of
stuff
course.
So it was like, what's going on here? This is obviously, I have to understand what's going on, because it's I don't know, it's because I like see myself as different from other artists, and like because of my journey and stuff. So just trying to understand it. So I just put out two singles to kind of, because it's like two worlds, like the different worlds I've come from, and kind of just sustaining it. And
I respect that. I think artists definitely deserve to have like duality. I was talking to one of my friends today over lunch about like duality in artists, and not, especially in the kind of urban scene, everyone expects people to only do what they've become known for and never kind of stray from that kind of path that they forged. And really and truly, the people have kind of forged that path for them, because someone like might want to be gangster 1 minute and then make happy as fuck
and make a love song
minute.
Because
like,
the gangster's going home to their girlfriend and
exactly.
You know what I mean? So as
exactly.
an artist, you're expressing, so you can't
exactly
mold someone into just one thing.
You're
going to
have two nails on the head. It's what you want to express at the time.
Definitely.
People don't really afford artists the luxury of like duality or any type of like diversity or versatility. Do you know what I mean?
You think you
did that, we made you big, sir. Respect us and stick to the script kind of thing. And it's good when people can, you know, when people have the liberty mentally of just going, fuck it, I'm going to put out two tunes that are of different styles, man.
Definitely.
I respect that. We're going to play one of them now, aren't we?
Wicked, yeah. All along.
Wicked. All right, it's Fubar Radio, and we got D Dark in the studio. We're going to be chatting to him a bit more after this.
I've been checking you all along, long, all along, long, long, long. On a level like I've been watching you all along, long, all along, long, long, long. I see you watching, but I know you would dig me all along, long, all along, long, long, long. I'm with my boys and with your girls, you can bring them all along, long, all along, long, long, long. Pretty little figure with a big bag, mud pink, make a man wanna sin bad. Can't afford to use rolling with a gym bag, or up in a carnival residing in Trinidad. Baby girl, can I get another minute? I see your image, I just gotta tell you what it did is. You got me interested, that's why I'm in your business. Baby girl said I've been checking you all along, long, all along, long, long, long. On a level like I've been watching you all along, long, all along, long, long, long. I see you watching, but I know you would dig me all along, long, all along, long, long, long. I'm with my boys and with your girls, you can bring them all along, long, all along, long, long,
yeah.
Bring them all along, long,
long, long.
I'ma navigate, no tom-tom,
tom-tom.
Chicky with a big bum bum.
Let me see you turn around like a junction. Let me see you function. Girl, you be a chung ting. You be getting down with a brother from London.
I forgot to mention, when you come around, you be staying no detention. Give you my attention. Baby girl said I've been checking you all along, long, all along, long, long, long. On a level like I've been watching you all along, long, all along, long, long, long. I see you watching, but I know you would dig me all along, long, all along, long, long, long. I'm with my boys and with your girls, you can bring them all along, long, all along, long.
nigga with a big bag.
My thing.
Make a man wanna sin bad. Can't afford to use, he rolling with a gym bag. Drop it like it's hot, give me the squat, oh God.
Baby girl, can I get a little minute though? I ain't gonna act like I ain't with it. When I see your image, I just gonna tell you what it did is. Cause you got me interested, that's why I'm in your business. Baby girl said, I've been checking you all along, long. All along, long, long, long. On a level like, I've been watching you all along, long. All along, long, long, long. See you watching, but I know you when they give me all along, long, all along, long, long, long. I'm with my boys and with your girls, you can bring them all along, long, all along, long, long, long. Baby girl said, I've been checking you all along, long, all along, long, long, long. On a level like, I've been watching you all along, long, all along, long, long, long. I see you watching, but I know you when they give me all along, long, all along, long, long, long. I'm with my boys and with your girls, you can bring them all along, long, all along, long, long, long.
That's the, those are the proper synthy sounds of D Dark, who joins us in this studio.
That production
now,
was nice, I'm not going to lie, bro.
Thank you, brother. That was nice.
That was proper big boom.
Trust me, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I was like, yo, that bass line, I was like, okay.
That was some grown folks production. That was mature shit. I loved it, bro. Like, okay, you know the ones where you could play that and your dad would be like, who is this? Even my dad would think he knew it. I was like, nah, he don't know this shit, bro. Fuck out of here. Well, you know, it's cameo, dad. But what I was going to say, aside from dissing my dad, we're going to play a game, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. To honour our guests, we like to create a game around them that is mostly nonsense, and it's no exception for you, D Dark. So, because your name is D Dark,
yeah,
I've got some clips of people, some of whom who are crying, hence we say D Dark, and some of whom are laughing, which is D Light. So, I'm going to play the clips out for you,
all right.
And you just have to put down. I need you to write it down. There are six clips, or maybe we'll do five and a bonus. Actually,
all right.
Okay, and then. You just have to write down light or dark and tell me if they are laughing or crying. Okay.
Unless I win, and then there's no need for the bonus point.
Exactly. Which did you win last week?
No, I didn't.
No,
win,
didn't,
I didn't win anything last week. All right.
Wait, did I win anything?
Yeah, you did
last
win
week.
Last week. Did, so right. That's true. Because but then you kind of jinxed it myself. Like I always win when I come in.
I know.
And then you lost.
I've realised I'm not gonna do that anymore.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Don't be
all
cocky.
Right. Well, this is clip number one. Is this person crying or laughing?
And it's light or dark, yeah?
It's light or dark, yeah.
Well, that's it.
Okay.
I'm prepared.
This is number two. Ooh. Tricky.
I don't know now.
Yeah, so it's not as easy as you think. Could be light, it could be dark. This is number three.
Is that a cow?
Like sounds like a donkey.
I thought it sounded like Janice from Friends, but it's not.
It
you hear it again. You hear that? It does. Chandler.
It does, yeah. Oh my God.
But it's not.
Chandler.
It's not Janice from Friends. Okay, this is clip number four.
Sounds like a lamb.
Yeah, could be animals. Okay, this is, and finally, this is, well, for now, this is number five.
No! I know this one already.
Everyone.
No, wait.
One more?
Wait.
No!
That video.
Oh shit.
Well, okay, let's start with number one. D Dark, you're our guest. So would you like to have a go at which one? Is it D Light or D Dark for clip one? Laughing or crying?
D Light.
Okay, Marcel?
I went for light.
Mm-hmm.
I went for light.
You're correct, that was all laughing. That was a D Light. A delightful clip. What about number two, Marcel? What did you
light.
Have? Light.
Same.
Light.
I put dark.
No, that was light too. So Michael and Marcel get a point there.
Yes.
What was it that you thought was dark? suppose, yeah, it could
that
be.
That made me laugh, so I knew it was a laugh. Do you know what I mean?
It
naturally made me laugh.
And you were just laughing at people crying.
I know,
crying.
Right? Could go but I was way naturally ahead. Laughing at the last one.
All right, well then, Michael Payne, what did you get for number three?
Crying dark.
So dark.
I put dark as well.
Dark all round. Yeah, that's correct. Everyone got the right points for dark.
Full house so far.
Number four?
Dark.
Dark.
Yeah.
Dark.
No, it was light.
No oh, really? Really?
Yeah. Number four. That's somebody laughing.
I could only hear a car door shutting. That's
well, that's why they found it funny. Maybe it's the nervous laughter.
Sounds
if I just
like a lamb
someone's
being about to be slaughtered.
But they were having a nice time as they were going off to slaughter.
Mental. Yeah,
so
for real. Yeah,
no
they were like
there.
Watching Arrested Development or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah. And they were just the quick. then number five was that light or dark?
I put light.
Light says Marcel. D dark.
I put dark.
Dark.
Is, wait for four.
No, this is no, for five.
This is for five. Yeah. I put dark.
Okay, and you, D-Dark, you put dark. Yeah, points for both of you there. Shit. Sorry, what? Marcel, that
I
was...
I thought it was light. Like, ain't that the guy when he's
no,
when
it's
he gets reconnected with his son?
No, it's oh, not. You should...
when he gets reconnected with his son, he's like...
What's that from?
No, oh, that's what me, one man.
What
is
that? It's not a reunion. It's an intervention.
No, man, that's a reunion, bro.
It's his son. It's an intervention. The black
it's
guy.
It's his son, yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's
like,
an intervention, mate.
Like, and he's like, I want you to be my father. And he's like,
no, it's not an intervention. No, it's an intervention.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, basically, you must have seen it out of context.
I've seen it out of context.
Yeah, you've just seen the it's an intervention. I think the guy is like either an alcoholic or like a sort of drug abuser. And the guy's basically saying that I think he's saying you need to go to rehab or something like that. It's actually quite dark.
But not for Marcel. He was there cracking up.
No, but it's just the reason why it went viral is because, the cry is actually out of context. The cry is funny.
I thought it was a happy cry.
Because someone made a video where they edited it and they just made it go on for ages.
Yeah. Well, what that means is that D-Dark, you've done well with 3 points. Let's have you with Marcel with 3 points. But Michael Payne, as always, not as always, because you have one myself, but genuinely, is the winner with 4 points.
4 out of 5.
Let me I don't like the way this is going.
Well, let's just see what you would have said with this final one, which is number six. Is this a light or dark?
That's light.
That's light. It's quite.
That
I don't know who
familiar.
That is, actually, but
just play it again.
Yeah. Sounds Jimmy Carr-ish actually a bit. He's
nah,
got
his
a bit
is
of a laugh like that.
That's Eddie Murphy.
Hey, Eddie.
I just watched Life for like the
That film is job.
Yeah,
that film.
It's good.
Yeah.
Old Eddie sick. Murphy films are the best films, no matter what.
He's brilliant. Some of his outtakes are funnier than most people's actual films.
Do you know he's doing? He's playing Dolomite. You know the guy who done the original. He's playing the actor who made those films originally.
Yeah.
It's him, Wesley Snipes, they're all doing a film.
In what film? Sorry?
They were like, were they Blaxploitation?
Yeah, Blaxploitation. It was the guy who started, like, who was like the main mm-hmm. actor from all of that. Like, they're bringing out a new film with Eddie Murphy as the lead character.
Oh, wow,
that's
okay.
Dope.
Sick.
Looking forward to
little
that.
Little biopic.
So, yeah, like, so hopefully it'll be like on par with, like, you know, when, like, because he was in Dreamgirls and he done the thing in Dreamgirls, didn't it? But he didn't really do anything after that again, innit? So,
yeah, I can't remember the last Eddie Murphy film, the most recent Eddie Murphy film.
He done that Tower Heist thing
with Ben Stiller.
That was dead.
Was that one of those veteran actors do a little jaunt?
Yeah, but
thing?
You know, whenever that happens, it's when on the credits it goes and, which means that their part's always smaller because there's loads of and Robert De Niro in films and it just means he's not the lead, he's got a smaller part. And in that
true.
Film, you're right to heist.
But then you look later, but then you always look later and you see produced by Robert De Niro. Do you know what I mean? More time, that's why. let's get into a song in a bit, but before we do, I suppose we're afraid we have to say goodbye to D-Dog.
No
but,
problem. Thanks for having me.
No, mate, not at all. An absolute pleasure. Before you go, let people know exactly what you're up to over the next couple of months and where they can find you online.
No problem. I got another single coming out.
Sick.
Very soon, so look out for that, peeps. Yeah, you can catch me on Instagram at @ddarkonline, Twitter at @ddarkonline, Facebook at @ddarkonline, and yeah, everything's there.
It's I'm pretty
there,
fucking so. Simple, really.
Yeah, that's it. When it's all in sync, that's all that counts. You know what I mean?
Love that. Look, once again, brother, thank you so much for coming through. And obviously, we're gonna be supporting as we always
do. Thank you, I appreciate that, man.
We're going to get into a song now, and we'll come back with some bullshit stories.
I got a brand new, yeah, black and blue eye over this, yeah. I could not say no, say no, I could not say no, say no. Had me extinguished, copy of every day's lie, yeah. Oh no, no bother, yeah. Oh no, no bother. Oh, that, I love that, I really, really love that, cut that, cut that, yeah. Oh no, stay away. I love that, I love that, I really, really love that, I cut that, cut that, yeah. Oh no, no, no way. Hey, it's the first time that I ever took a drug. Was the second time that I ever fell in love, yeah. Took a fell in love. First time that I never took a drug. Was the third time that I fell in love, yeah. Well, first time that I ever took a drug. Was the second time that I ever fell in love, yeah. No, no, no. First time that I ever took a drug was the second time that I ever fell in love, yeah. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. Tombstone, 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 the tombstone, 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 to find you. Touchdown, 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 the touchdown, touchdown, rush down, hush down, just die on. Limit is infinite, keeping it simple, they win. The people can fight for themselves, yeah, I see, yeah. Sip it up with hell, yeah, sip it up with hell, yeah, there's some hell, yeah.
The limit is infinite, keeping it simple, they win, yeah.
Calm down, if it's all right, yeah. Got to lay down, yeah, got to lay down. First time that I ever took a drug was the second time that I ever fell in love, yeah. Took a fell in love. First time that I never took a drug was the third time that I fell in love, yeah. Well, first time that I ever took a drug was the second time that I ever fell in love, yeah. No, no, no. First time that I ever took a drug was the second time that I ever fell in love, yeah. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Wow. First time by Velvet Negroni. Like,
he is a Velvet Negroni. I'm not going to lie to you.
Fully,
he turned into a saxophone halfway through the song.
It's mad. It's mad. It's very mad. It was so fluid. I think that's why it's called Velvet. He's a drink. I reckon, like, literally, if we interviewed the guy, someone would just bring a drink in on a tray, right. A sentient fucking drink. And it would be able to answer questions, but it would just kind of make these warm. Yeah, it would just be bubbling, just make all these kind of fluid noises.
You'll get the vibes.
And we'd understand what it was saying.
I told you, I was in that song. I fell into that song. I'm not going to lie to you.
You
it was a moment.
You did ask myself at one point, is that his voice or is it a saxophone? We weren't sure.
We don't know what that was.
I weren't sure because it was a massive drop and he went, and I was like, yo. This guy just, he's throwing it out there. He's throwing it out there. That is getting added to the sex playlist.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely sex music. You know a song is impactful when you're discussing the song throughout the song.
Yeah.
Like from the first bar, we were like, wow. Like what? I was kind of making all these kind of comparisons about who I think this guy sounds like, but all these, like, you know, Chance the Rapper and then Anderson Paak.
But I said, look, there's a bit of Blood Orange in there for me.
As well,
it's
definitely in there. And then we talked about the origins. And I think I guessed correctly about the Chicago.
Because Kanye's picked up on him. Right. He's kind of supporting him and Pusher as well.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot happening. He doesn't really sound like anybody else.
He doesn't sound like anybody.
Yeah, he's just.
You can't.
He's not real.
Yeah, you can't sort of say with 100% conviction that you just heard a human as opposed to an actual drink make a song.
Okay. Yeah. What do you feel he actually looks like?
Cause I was going to think that. I'm getting a vibe of. Show it off on screen for us. What do you think before he does it, Toby?
I'm going to guess he actually is just a drink.
Velvet Negroni. So it does sound like it could
just
be
a drink.
Cocktail,
he's a glass
right?
of
what,
drink.
Okay, what do you think he looks like?
I'm kind of picturing CeeLo Green, yeah?
Okay,
interesting. With an afro.
Okay. Yeah.
With an afro.
Oh. CeeLo Green with an afro.
But
okay. Imagine if it was just CeeLo Green with an afro. It was his new or... I wouldn't put it past CeeLo Green.
Hey.
You know? Let's see. We're waiting.
Toby's Googling it now. Toblerone.
It's loading.
Here he is.
Oh my God.
Wow, all right.
Is he real?
Scroll down.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, so we've got it looks mask. Like quite matted, like dreadlocks on a guy of racial ambiguity, really.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he's wearing a kind of Central American dictator's. Whoa. Okay, now we've got another photo where he looks.
He looks like the guy whose name's Humpty Hump.
Oh, what's his name?
From Digital Underground.
Yeah,
I do know the guy you mean. I can't remember his name now.
I can't remember his name either. He looks a bit like Mario Van Peebles.
Yeah. Director. New that, Jack City.
Yeah,
that
okay.
Is a
yes.
pluck.
Yes.
No, that's a that's good an reference. Absolute he pluck. Actually does. If
who's the guy on wait, who's the is the guy on the left shoulder?
No. That's not
Man
Sean
says Sean Paul.
The guy on the left looks like Sean Paul with a perm. That is what the guy on the left looks like.
Well, that's of course he would hang around a permed up Sean Paul. Why would
you know
he not?
A roll neck and a satin
guys,
white blazer.
These guys have they've got some massive swag. They got some serious like,
this
swag.
This is big swag. In this photo, like I said, he looks like he's got sort of matted dreadlocks swept to the side. Yellow, I think they're lensless glasses.
Yeah.
Definitely from like those tourist shops on the beach. He definitely got those glasses in Margate.
Yeah, did not get those in Specsavers, I can assure you.
And then it looks like what I can only imagine is like General Pinochet's blazer.
And some facial hair. So a tiny amount of facial hair on both his top and bottom lip.
Yeah, it looks a bit like Genuine, but then mixed with Bruno Mars.
Right.
He's got a slap.
He's got very nice lips, I would say. Good for singing with.
Okay. Great for singing with, because that's the most important part of singing,
sure.
Your lips.
And
everybody knows
that. What would you call him? His real name is Jeremy Nutsman.
I can't stop laughing. Today's joke.
But I think...
Oh, God.
I would never
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have laughed.
I think after
I've almost forgotten his artist name. And that's so good. Young Negroni. No, Velvet Negroni.
Velvet Negroni and Jeremy Nutsman.
Jeremy Nuts. Oh wow.
I want to know who the guy is from Digital Underground. I'm googling it because it's going to annoy me unless I know.
It will piss you off, won't it?
Because I know the guy. You mean the guy with the fake nose, right?
Yes.
But when he doesn't have the fake nose.
Oh god, there's bloody loads of it. Oh,
is he called? I think is he called Shock G? No.
D. Awesome. Who's in the?
I know if I heard it.
Shock G is correct. Yeah. I'm having in my ear. Shock G.
Shock G.
Right. Okay. Because he does actually. If you look at the image.
But
that's the guy, right?
Yeah, without the nose.
Without the nose. Well, he's got our man's got
the
a nose.
Zebra nose.
He's got.
There is a similarity. You're
add
right.
the nose onto it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean.
Wow. Imagine if that wasn't actually his nose and it came with the glasses. And it's like you found the perfect nose for your face. Like that might as well just be your nose now.
Well, that song is called First Time, and Marcel, you've added that to your sexy late night
to the sex playlist. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's a song for the losing the virginity. The first time, pop on a bit of Velvet Negroni, aka Jeremy Nutsman.
There you go. Play that track.
And nuts being spelt with a Z, N-U-T-Z.
Oh, is that how you spell it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fair play.
Jeremy Nutsman. Yeah,
he's nuts,
we like
man.
It. Well, you've been up to some things, things have happened for both of you. Mm-hmm. Let's start off with you, Michael. Well, your album, your debut album, had a birthday, didn't it?
Yeah, half a decade.
Old.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly half a decade to the day last Sunday.
Yeah.
Since I released "Blame Miss Barkley." My one true love, no joking, but no, my pride and joy, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah, I was very happy about it and kind of tweeted about it and actually got like a surprising amount of love and like people kind of telling me about, you know, listening to it in different situations, all of which made me feel really old, you know.
But I did see a number of people saying, when are we going to hear something new? And you were like, it's coming, don't you worry.
Yeah, man,
and
definitely.
Your new album.
Yeah, yeah. Album to soon come, I promise you. Everyone
you
that's
still have
actually
time
listening.
To get Velvet on, if you'd like to me to get in touch with Velvet Negroni
that
for you.
That would be amazing.
To bring some vibes down to a track.
Absolutely.
That's what
you would
do.
I think that's
I'm still sad that with the kind of photo that we got sent to give us an indication of what he looked like wasn't actually a drink because, you know,
but
that would have just been amazing.
But what he should do is, you know, as he starts to, his star starts to rise, is absolutely make his cocktail. Make 100%. A range of cocktails
yeah,
named after
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
Because, Jeremy, I would drink a Nutsman cocktail as well as a Velvet Negroni.
Like
I'm sure you would.
Peanuts sprinkled on top.
Ooh, Jeremy. Mm.
Grated.
We get Salt Bay
to kind of sprinkle that
yeah,
in. But what's in the Velvet Negroni? Because a Negroni is horrible. I don't like it. It's just pure alcohol and it's very... Have you had one,
wow.
Marcel?
I think I have had one.
What's
of them
in the
before.
Ingredients, Toby? Can you have a look? What's in a Negroni, please?
Do you know what? I felt... And then maybe like he has like what's going to give it? Like some honey. It's going to give it that kind of like...
The velvet.
The velvet kind of like...
Chocolate. Something chocolatey.
Like with the nuts as well.
With the nuts, you know, there's
what,
no telling
nuts?
What he could really use his imagination.
You're really liking the nuts in your cocktails.
It's
kind of
in name. No, like, I'm more thinking of like a sundae.
Oh, that okay.
That's why I was thinking of nuts.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Crushed I thought you meant nuts. The day of the week. I was like, what, nuts on a Sunday? That's not a rule that I've had. The fish on a Friday. So in a Negroni, it's 1 ounce of apparently London dry
Campari.
Gin.
Campari, that was what
1 ounce
I was
of Campari,
of.
1 ounce of vermouth Rosso, which is, and it's so strong because there's no kind of soft drink or mixer in it. It's just pure
it's
alcohol.
It's just pure alcohol.
Oh. Alcohol mixed with alcohol mixed
yeah,
with alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, because do you like Campari?
Not really.
It's bitter, right? Mm. And so it's not one that you'd want anyway. But so you need to put the velvet into that Negroni.
Whoever made up that cocktail was angry at the time. You can tell.
Yeah, they wanted a drink, and they were like,
yeah.
"Motherfucker,
this is
going in there.
And I'm taking some
this.
Of this shit, and I'm going to take some of this shit.
I don't even like this shit."
Yeah,
they were angry in a bar. Whoever made
well,
that.
I think at home after Christmas, something's happened at Christmas because Campari is not a drink that you. Choose. It's one of those, you know, the drinks you have at
yeah.
home where you're like, no one's drinking that, and you're like, I've had a terrible Christmas
yeah.
or a bad day at work.
Right.
I'm going to use whatever I have in the house. Campari, whatever, stick
yeah.
it in.
I'm surprised there's not
gin.
Port in the Negroni. <Yeah. laughs>
That kind of thing. And then I'll put the vermouth in too. Try it. It's disgusting, but I've had a bad day.
Yeah.
And
I'm rich, so I'm going to write this down and be etched in history.
And then
yeah.
someone walks in and is like, oh, this tastes good.
Yeah, like,
ooh, cocktail.
What's yeah. it called? A Negroni?
Mm. The kid came
cocktail.
Along the next day. You know, you're investigative and inquisitive.
Yeah, yeah.
What was Dad shouting yesterday? And what's he been drinking? And then they drank it. And then they spread it around their young, hip
yeah.
friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they all start drinking it.
All right. It takes is one hipster to approve it, and it will be a thing.
This is
and
it.
And that's it. The Negroni. Well, okay, apart from that, so I saw on Michael Payne on your social media, there was something for the Super Bowl, for NFL, sorry. For what, do you want to, you saw that promo for that?
Yeah, I shot a video for the NFL. It was like, sorry, I'm actually coming down with a cold as well, so I apologise for the sniffling.
To have a Negroni, it'll just get it out of you, because
yeah,
it'll be so much alcohol, it will kill all those germs.
Honestly. I filmed this promo video sort of in one day in North London, actually, just promoting the impending Super Bowl and also... The new NFL merch.
Mm-hmm. Of which, did you not have something here the other week? Was that where the foam finger was from? Was it from
no,
someone
no, that's from someone else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So much merch coming.
Yeah, I know. I do get a ton of deliveries here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? I saw the trailer in your thing and I was literally like, that is sick.
Oh, nice
it's,
one.
It's literally the way that it's done, like all of the, like when you swap the clothes and all that kind of stuff, I was like, this must have took forever to film.
Oh, yeah, no, it pretty much took the whole day.
you know.
But it looks sick.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we talked about it a lot during the shoot, knowing that we were doing all of that for literally 60 seconds. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're on kind of both sides and you see the finished result, you see the end result, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. On a much larger scale with Love Island, because obviously you guys lived together for literally, what, 6 weeks?
It was 7 weeks.
7 weeks.
And you see like an hour.
And we see an hour of each day, exactly. So, just kind of once again experiencing how much work goes into doing something that will be experienced for 60 seconds or 1 minute and 18 seconds if you're on Twitter, then it's kind of a weird feeling, isn't it? You know, it's always good, actually, if the end result is good and the fact that you've given it your seal of approval, mate, it means a lot.
Sick. Mars, you have been admiring your left arm, apparently, in a recent photo.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I got sent this picture of me. Like, I was doing a performance with the squad boys, and it must have been a little while back, because my arm does not look the same anymore. But I had to appreciate the left arm, because I was doing a point, and it looked like, you know, that picture of, like, I think it's like someone and
the creation of Adam.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
My arm looks on par with Adam's arm. So I'm just saying. Like, I was like. Thank you, God. Yeah. Just wanted to make a moment out of that. Do you know what I mean?
But also, and you can read it out better than I can. It's on the front.
Netflix.
Yeah, the Netflix one we put, because I 100% agree with this.
So basically, I'm not gonna drop any spoilers or whatever it is. But if you haven't watched Power, you're missing out. Anyway, the finale of Power. So I'm watching it like the most. Like, it's not even devastating, because I didn't really get a chance to know how I actually felt, because at the end of every Netflix episode now, if you finish a season of something, it pops up within the first like 3 seconds of the final scene happening. It pops up with, "Watch this," and I was literally like,
"What? Really?"
I didn't know how I felt, because something had just happened to like one of the main characters, and then all of a sudden I was drawn out of that by being drawn into watching something that I had no intention of watching.
Sucks ass. That's a bad call.
But there's no credits. There is, but you have to click on it. But it suggests things that aren't similar to the show at all.
And the thing is, the credits. You know when something deep happens in a show, because the credits have no music.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they want you to dwell on that moment, innit? And I didn't get a chance to do it. So I posted up a tweet, and I got there was quite a few 100 people. I think there was 400 and something people, 490 something, there's probably like 600 people now, saying
that
I totally agree, because it's true, man. Netflix, you need to sort it out, because
let it sink in,
just let us have that moment on the finale episode.
Yeah,
just let it run in it, like,
you
but,
know
like
what I mean?
But the other ones, yeah, that's cool, like bring on the next episode, but for finale one, just give us a little moment.
That is a dastardly thing to do. You wouldn't go to the cinema and see trailers at the end of Star Wars or something. Do you know what I mean?
They do it on terrestrial TV, as they call it, because you know at the end of any show it pings up into a box in the corner.
Of course,
so you don't see the credits or anything, and it's some voiceover, maybe you, Michael Payne, saying what's coming up next, and so it sort of takes you out of the show straight away.
Yeah, like, you know what, I'm not going to lie, obviously, like, having worked in sort of TV, particularly continuity, like, I do a lot of pre-records, like 90% of continuity that I do is pre-recorded, right? And I am mortified, I'm not going to lie, if I find out that my voice has been played over the end credits sort of following an epic scene. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, I'd be more, do you know what I mean? Because I know that someone's going, why is this prick talking?
I hate this guy.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, there's that. Or there's actually sometimes on credits of TV shows, like, there's a song that you're like, oh, I really like this, and you want to Shazam it, and then the voiceover comes in.
Coming up next!
It happens to me all the time. Yeah. I Shazam all the time.
Yeah.
Right. I always have Shazam ready, but when they talk over most of the credits, you're like, I don't even know. And also, I can't see the credits because they've been in the box, so now I don't know what the song is.
I think it's bad form. I think if you're going to promote it at the beginning.
Sure.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, you've got the captive audience, but it's less, I don't know, you can justify it a bit more. I don't know. I'm not saying there's no ethics involved, really, because it's not exactly fucking causing people a massive inconvenience.
No.
But at the same time, it's like, let people enjoy things.
Let them savour it for
a
minute.
Do you know what, though? Exactly. Do you know what I do think, though? I think on the TV stuff, when they do the little bit when they make a small box on the end credits, they do that so there's more time for adverts.
Yeah. I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Between the
Well,
shows.
I don't know. Have you seen The Sopranos at all, Marcel?
Yes,
right,
I have.
So, you, Michael, you've just been recently rewatching it. But
yeah, I've seen like that the shit twice.
The last ever episode, the ending of it, so like, what?
Yeah.
That if that came in and ruined it with a voiceover, even if it was you, Michael, I would be screaming at my TV to be like, no, I want to have a moment to know what happened. It would just be really distracting and annoying.
For real.
And I think you'd be quite pissed off if you did the voiceover on the end episode of
The
Sopranos.
The thing is, I hope no one has not seen The Sopranos, because this is going to be a spoiler.
You should all have seen it.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, by now you should have seen it. Have you seen it, Marcel?
Of course I've seen it. I've seen it twice.
So the way it ended, if there was just a voice when, like, this annoying voice doing continuity when the way it ends, you'd think that was the last Victoria experience. Some guy talking about what was coming up next on ITV2 or something. You know what I mean? Like, Tony Soprano watched ITV2.
This doesn't make any sense. What has this got to do with anything?
I'm like, oh, it's delirious. Okay, it's what happened to him. Like, he's just rambling.
Yeah,
no,
he doesn't die.
It was all a dream.
Someone just turns up the telly really loud, and I think he just falls asleep.
But, well, that's what I mean. Didn't you also go out with somebody from Love Island yourself? Didn't you have a...
Yes,
what did you do?
So last week after the show, I actually went to... I went to see Killing Eve. It's a new...
It's Killing Eve.
It's basically a new show for BBC Three.
Okay.
And it's literally sick. It's about like this assassin and this like woman who works for like the MI6, and she's trying to... like final anyway. So anyway, at the event, I bumped into Alexandra from this year's Love Island.
Yes.
Yep. So I was going to meet Rycard and my mate Josh down at She Show. So I was like, do you want to come along? She came along with her mate. We went down to Sheesh and just had like a little bubble, mate.
Little fighting two-step, mate. Going down Sheesh, mate. Is that in Chigwell?
It's in Chigwell.
Yeah, fighting
hell,
mate. Little bubble down
Sheesh.
And
my Chelsea boots on, you know what I mean?
Mate, fighting
hell.
Vibes in, fighting
hell. Hey, listen, if you were vibesing, you should have brought Velvet Negroni along to bring them.
No, you should. Next time you're in Sheesh, order a Velvet Negroni. You will look like the classiest bastard.
That's true.
Because the bartender...
They're not going to know where it is. I don't want to be that.
What, you don't do Velvet Negroni?
Yeah.
Come on, let's leave. You know what? Man them. Come. They don't even do Velvet.
Oh, well, Killing Eve, I want to see. I think it starts this week. Did you ever watch Fleabag, the TV show?
No, but I heard it was really good. It was award-winning,
Yeah, Phoebe Waller-Bridge wrote it, and she's done really big things. She's gone off to like be in the Star Wars, I think.
Wow.
The one with Donald Glover in.
Oh, right, so I've seen her then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the latest one.
Yeah, the one I had.
The one that's about Han Solo. Yes.
That's the one. Probably called that, wasn't it? Solo or something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Solo.
But yeah, so she wrote Fleabag, which is excellent. If you haven't seen it, watch it. And now she's written this series called Killing Eve. She's not in it.
Oh, isn't she the voice of...
something.
Yeah, she's the voice of the... what is she? So she's a droid... or something.
Yeah.
And then she gets killed. I don't give a shit if I'm spoiling it for people. Again, you should have seen it by now.
Spoiler!
And but then she's the voice of the ship. She's the voice of... She becomes the central processing sort of unit or system or whatever for the... What's the ship called?
The Enterprise.
Wrong star.
That's Star Trek,
that's
right?
Trek, yeah.
The Millennium Falcon.
So yeah, so she is in that, and then she's written Killing Eve. It stars a woman called Sandra Oh, who was in Grey's Anatomy and stuff.
She's amazing,
great,
in it.
Right?
Yeah, she's amazing in it. But the star of the show
is Jodie Comer, right? The other woman.
The other woman. Yeah,
she's British. I don't. What's her accent in the show? Is it American?
No. She's like a Russian. She's like a Russian assassin, isn't it? She's sick.
Formerly of Skins, which is where she was in a while ago.
Was that what she was in?
I just remember her
Skins
being in that.
Skins has spawned a lot of.
They spawned talent.
Yeah.
Right, with like Dev Patel, Nicholas Holt, Joe Dempsey.
Right.
Yeah.
There's loads of
Yeah, and that guy that was in that film with the one that Angelina Jolie was the first.
Oh, Jack O'Connell.
Yeah, Jack O'Connell. Yeah.
Was he from Skins?
Well.
Yeah.
Robert Sheehan, was he in Skins?
No, that's Misfits he was in.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But that had a lot of people in that film. Mm. Great as well. Mm. In Misfits, that had some... The guy that I can't pronounce his name, Johan something, the Welsh guy who's gone on to Game of Thrones, he was in Misfits.
Oh yeah, oh, right, right. Ramsey Bolton.
Yeah, that's him. And then the guy, the Northern guy who's in This Is England, Joe Gilgan. He was in Misfits for a bit.
Right.
So it's got
it's true, man.
Loads of people that do it. So
fair play.
So
we need another young British TV show.
This
to
is true.
Some more.
This is very true. Guys, I can't think of any at the moment. Maybe I'm just past it, but I really can't think of an equivalent.
Top Boy's coming back. They've been filming it. They've been filming the new season of that.
Yeah.
But then that's more sort of like street, isn't it? Skins and Misfits was more like that was more palatable, wasn't it? That
was
more
mainstream. But at the same time, I can kind of see Kano like crushing over into them
Kano
big films. You know what I mean? I can imagine doing that.
Kano's. I think he's crossing over into he's kind of over the across the pond. He's worked with Spike Lee on something, if I'm not.
Oh yes, he has.
Yeah,
I've seen it on his Instagram. Yeah, like he's already done his thing. See,
has he? Oh, okay. Yeah. Watch out for that, because I know there was that photo shoot that he was in recently for a magazine, and people were like, "Oh, why is Kano in a photo shoot with a number of other?"
It's against like the orange brick.
And it was because he's done, because Top Boy is really popular. Obviously Drake.
Was it Brooklyn?
Drake really took it on board. Drake loves Top Boy. Mm. In fact, isn't he like producing it or something? Yeah. Or helping to bring it back? Because it's Netflix show now, right?
Is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because it's been on Netflix for a while.
Yeah. I rewatched it, actually. It still stands up. It's good.
Literally
it's good.
Filmed it's good, man. All behind, most of, a lot of film of it was filmed behind my flat.
Seriously? I can imagine you being an extra just walking past at one point.
We're
like, oh, there it is. Got shot.
Conspicuous wave.
Oh, okay. Well, that's been a nice pat. So let's play a song and then we can move on to your Love Doctor section.
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to that, actually.
I just flew down from Barcelona off to the next one in Tokyo. Come with me, baby, in LA. I want to take you with me and keep it on the go. Tried my best to follow my vision. I know it might be hard to make a decision. Follow your heart. If you're willing, we can't go wrong. So let's keep it chill. I'll take you on.
Around the World by Brandon Coleman. Another very sexy tune, man.
It's a very sexy show today.
Honestly,
I'm not going to lie to you.
I see what you're doing, Natalie. Because Natalie is, of course, like, she's the producer of the show in the music capacity, definitely. And she's a tastemaker. You
oh
know?
My God, I hate that word. You are a tastemaker. Thank you.
You know? it is a weird word to apply to music, isn't it? It's like, wrong sense, guy.
Yeah.
There ain't no one licking these songs. Which
no.
Is,
what would the term be, correct term? The
she's
sound
a
maker.
Sound, or,
well, that's
or
a
she's a listen maker, or a listen-fluencer.
I prefer that.
Sound influencer. No.
Synfluencer. That's a synthesizer. No, what? A synfluencer.
Something other than tastemaker.
Yeah,
she's
something
a something
else.
Other than tastemaker.
Right. Well, yeah. I think it's a good moment to slip into a sexy vibe because we got, like, Dr. Marcel's Love School is open for business. So let's, in fact.
Dr. Marcel will see you now.
That's sick.
Yes.
Nice. I was on the main night then. I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm really smiling right now.
Yeah, you are. So we're ready. It's open for business and Dr. Marcel's Love School. So we put out a video on Monday. We filmed off the show of we wanted people's tips for us. So what we're going to do every week is throw out a question on the show, film a little video afterwards to put on our socials where we want people to give us some tips on the question that we're throwing out. The question that we threw out on Monday was we want tips for pulling at Freshers Week.
Yes.
And we had some people get in touch to let us know.
Gaz got in touch, didn't he? And he said, just got Tinder. Everyone you match with is probably going to be a student.
Okay.
I feel like that's quite wise. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you are trying to find...
Did I say just got or just get Tinder? Sorry, that put it in a completely different context. sorry, let me reread that.
Yeah.
Gaz said, just get Tinder. Everyone you match with is probably going to be a student.
Yeah? What do you think about
that? There's wisdom to that. But the thing with that is, like, I feel like when you go to uni, obviously I've never been to uni, but I'm just saying, like, experiences like would you not rather like just go out there like be walking around like seeing people that you like, be in classes with someone that you might be attracted to build your relationship from that, rather than like kind of like swiping through and being like, oh, she's fit, let's see if she wants to go on a date,
right?
Because then it kind of turns it from being like a natural kind of like progression of actually finding someone that you actually fancy and want to like take out on a date and then build up the courage to ask them, to just being like, you're hunting for dates.
Yeah.
So it's your advice, Dr. Marcel, to put the phone down, and it's more about eye contact and vibes in.
I like it. Build up your skills at vibes in with a girl. Do you know what I mean? Because anyone can get Tinder and anyone can swipe and that kind of thing. Like, but like uni's about learning things, isn't it? You're not just like learning like educational wise. You're learning like how to like manage life. So I'm saying, like, so like maybe just like, if you do get into a system when you can't actually like pull any birds and like no one's really catching your vibe, maybe go on Tinder and swipe and then see if someone like likes you back. But then you've got to hunt that person down in university somewhere and try and find them.
Fair. Okay, what else? What's the next person's suggestion?
Well, Joe said, woo them with food. Order a Domino's, make brownies, bring booze.
Okay, so at Freshers Week, turn up. Would that work? I think it would work for you, Michael Payne. Like you like.
Well, I don't
nice
bake.
Like food?
I have no culinary skills whatsoever.
Like,
he said make brownies,
so I'd have to
tap out of that.
No, if you're the woo, not the wooer, you're the wooee.
I do love food,
right? So if someone turns up with Domino's, brownies, and some alcohol,
okay. If I'm the woo, all right,
the
wooee. Yeah, if I'm the wooee, yes, of course.
So what do would that work?
So,
you think?
So basically, what's going on here is like you're in the dorms. You're like, okay, like I've got a date. I'm gonna go around there. Gonna bring a pizza, some brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the vibe that's coming?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I think that's a good way to lay down the facts of, yeah, I'm a provider in a certain sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I'll make sure you're fed.
I care about your kind of well-being.
Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Like,
rather than get your energy up, girl, it's going to be the whole night.
He might potentially be doing that as well, and you don't know what kind of brownies he's bringing around.
What?
Trust me.
What? Okay.
I'm dead.
That's true.
I'm dead. Yeah, definitely disclose if you are gonna make the special brownies, let the wooee know
make
that's
their own
what
decision
you're doing.
That
let them make their own
them.
Decision
yeah.
as to
consent.
The, yeah, exactly.
All right, well,
consent is sexy.
It's sexy, it's key, and it's sexy.
Yes.
Sexy key.
Sexy key.
Precisely.
This is sexy
it's
key.
It's sexy key. Right, okay, what's what's the other person? Aya.
Aya, I was going to say, and as opposed to Aya. It
could be Aya.
It could be Aya. Aya, let's go with Aya. Most people at Freshers are dicks anyway. Hmm. Get a life outside of uni.
Do you know what? I've never been to, like obviously I've been to unis in Freshers Week. Like I'm actually doing a couple of DJ sets at like some Freshers Weeks this weekend. Mm. But like obviously everyone's gonna be it's your first couple of weeks at uni. Like people are gonna be getting boozed. People are gonna be getting leery. They're gonna be trying to on with all the girls and that kind of stuff. And maybe the girls are trying to on with all the guys. You never know. But I think for your first week. It is good to get into the whole like the vibe of being in like a new surrounding and kind of like working out how to actually interact with people because you don't want to be like known as the person who's done something stupid or has been leery or being a dick on their first couple of weeks because it's potentially gonna like follow you around for the foreseeable future at uni, do you know what I mean? So
I feel like Aya's casting the net a little bit too wide as well by going most people. So that includes the lecturers as well. And it's like, Aya, you sure you want to be in uni?
You ain't getting a first. You know what
I hate uni. Yeah. No.
Right.
No.
Well, okay, so that's good. So, if you want to get in touch with any tips, you can always email us drlove@fubarradio.com. But this week, we're going to deal with Dr. Marcel's top 5 ways to deal with an argument because it could happen when you're on Freshers Week too.
Like 100%, you're probably going to get yourself into a couple rounds. Like you might be sharing a room with someone that you're not potentially you don't really like too much, but that I mean they're taking over space space on your side of the room, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So these are my top 5 tips,
sure.
guys. All right, number 1, try and stay calm as possible, even if the other person is kicking off.
Okay,
because like in this sense, when it comes down to it, they're like. If you play the calm person in an argument, the other person's sometimes they're gonna calm down, or sometimes they're gonna get even more pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Just be calm and just avoid bringing yourself into that altercation because like if you escalate, then they're gonna escalate more, and then it's just gonna turn into an escalation when you could possibly come to fisticuffs, and you don't want that on your first week of uni.
You don't want that.
I think that's true, and I think that's a good life rule. Generally, really, if this person, I sort of feel like the moment I would, if I lost my temper in an argument, I feel like I've sort of lost it because the other person that remains kind of calm and collected, it feels like they're more in control of it than someone just ranting at you and shouting.
Exactly, you don't want to feel like it's like you're just a mad person screaming unilaterally. Yeah.
And also, if you're having an argument and someone's calm, it makes you feel naturally like
stupid.
You're overreacting or you're doing something because why are they calm if it's really an issue? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good tip number 1.
Thrashers week, not Thrashers week.
Ooh, I like it. What's tip number 2, Mark?
That's it. Number 2. Don't be extra and blow things out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if something does happen and you need to confront someone about things, don't turn it into like something that it doesn't need to be. Do you know what I mean? Like if say for instance like someone's used your toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's your toothpaste. Yeah, that's cool. But don't go in there like, why are you stealing my toothpaste for? It's toothpaste. It costs like £1.29. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you think that extends to social media as well? Because like say for instance there's two students and like you said one of them stole the other person's toothpaste and the person who has been offended
doesn't
really make a big deal out of it in real life
then they go
and then gets 50,000 likes on a tweet calling out their roommate and then that roommate sees it. Like what do you think?
Do you know what? Social media
that would be a way to find out your flatmate hates you.
Real talk. Like in all honesty, that is potential these days. Because social media is a crazy place.
Yeah.
And people do vent like me with Netflix. I vented because I was upset by that situation.
Mm. Netflix hates you now. Yeah, by the way.
Exactly. Like they're gonna constantly make everything buffer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm gonna be watching anything like buffering. Why is it buffering for? I've got Anyway, going off subject. But no, it's true. But what I'd say is, if you do wanna vent on social media, just don't at the person that you're venting at.
That's true. And then when sometimes on social media, when you see somebody responding to something and you go, oh, they've searched their name because they haven't at the minute. And then they go off on people who I think you haven't a right. You have a right to express an opinion about
freedom
somebody. I don't know why you'd want to tweet, I don't like that person. It seems like, can you not just think it? Why do you have to tweet it?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's within your rights, I guess, for you to say, I don't like this song by whoever.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you do, when you do see people and they're going off on someone that's tweeted it, and it's like, well, they haven't added you in on it, so you've looked for your name.
Yeah.
But do you ever do that, either of you? Do you ever search your name on Twitter and social media?
Yeah, like after gigs and stuff. Like, say if I've just played a gig and someone might not have been able to find me, I just want to kind of know what the, like, the general kind of consensus was on something in particular. Then I might search my name.
And if you see a negative comment, would you leave it, or would you feel the need to go, let me just...
If it's a negative comment, I'll leave it. But if it's insulting me, sometimes I might, you know, rise to
rise
it
to the
and take the bait. You know, say something back.
What about you, Marcel?
Do you know what? Like, I tend to avoid getting into debates on Twitter because like sometimes if someone says something that's personal or whatever it is, like, you kind of think to yourself, like, you don't know me, innit? Like, you don't really know my life, innit? Like, so, like, for you to be casting out judgments and those kind of things, I'm like, do you know what? Like, that's down to you if you're just a negative person, innit? Like, you know what I mean? Like those kind of negative energies, when you get drawn into those things, that's kind of like taken away from your positive vibes. So the moment that starts happening, you're like that person's winning. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure. But when you're in the public eye in any capacity, as much as there are people that love you, there will always be people that hate you, 100%. Right?
Of course.
So that just comes with other, like, if you sort of, like, if you can't really deal with that, then you're perhaps doing the wrong job.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you most, not, I imagine neither of you all the time or rarely, but there must be an occasional comment. Well, actually,
that
you sent out a tweet a while ago that you did get a lot of people going on you about Iggy Azalea, right? And you had people coming to you and kind of going crazy.
Like, if someone has a stan club, then you're going to get people searching that artist's name.
Right.
Yeah, because remember they say anything that you said.
Like, you were getting...
They will release all hell on
the
you.
The Kraken, release that
verbally,
Kraken. Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Go kill yourself. And who the fuck are you anyway? And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow. Actually quite offended, you know what I mean?
Like, and again, like, I've just made a comment about an artist that I'm not keen on, but now your fans are coming for me. But what do you do?
That used to be the case, but now it's like, you know, if I ever have an interaction with someone like Piers Morgan...
Which you did recently.
Which I did recently as well, or which I have on, like, numerous occasions, there will always be his stands, but they almost invariably have Winston Churchill and a British flag as their profile photo. Yeah. So I don't know what they look like. I'm afraid. Unless they all look like Winston Churchill in front of a background that's an English flag.
But you interact with some of them, I've seen. You do.
Yeah,
and
sometimes.
Like,
if I'm bored, like, do you know what? You can tell what state I'm in, what position I'm in, by my tweets.
Okay.
If I'm saying something like quasi philosophical, I'm probably on the shitter, right? If I'm insulting someone, I'm probably in bed, literally horizontal on my side, just scrolling through, and just go, oh, okay,
you want it,
Then I go on my back to type.
That means business. If I'm
I'm on my back tweeting, I mean business. Cool. You get me? Because I'm risking it all. My phone could fall on my face. So you know that there's some urgent shit. You know what I mean?
I'm like,
oh no, he did. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what's going through my head. Oh no, he didn't.
What do you do, Marta? Do you just block or mute people?
Do you know what? Like, flipping. Like, so basically. So basically, like, I'm just thinking about something that happened recently.
Oh.
So,
I know you do that, and that's a nice trait of you. You start laughing when you're having a memory of something else.
So basically, like, my Netflix tweet, saw a message back saying, oh, like, why don't you just turn Big Brother on? Why don't you just turn Big Brother on? You can catch Gabby, like, on the thing. I was like, all right, mate. Like, obviously, I don't know who this person is. So like, literally, I just think to myself, Mars. That was terrible banter on their behalf.
Yeah, yeah.
I just ripped back, terrible banter, and muted them, innit? Like, so I was, do you know what I mean? Like, really jubilee, really jubilee.
That's
like,
nice.
There's no need. There's, like people love to find a reason to, like, just drop any kind of banter, innit? Because they think that they're funny.
Yeah. But you've got to shut it down. 100%. 100%.
Like, there are a million people out there who think they're funny, but they have dead banter.
Yeah. That's great. Dr. Marcel's Guide to Trolls.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just tell them exactly what it is. Just objectively.
This could have been funny if you had yeah, tennis, but yeah. No. Do you know what I mean?
Like, just it's terrible yeah. manner.
I like it when people, because people do this, troll comedians as well, but when they come back, it's like they're doing a knockout. Like, it's, there's nothing left. They've destroyed yeah. them. Because no. it's like, don't take on a comedian.
Do you know who the best, like defeater of trolls is?
James Blunt. James Blunt.
Oh,
James
he's, Blunt.
He's, got, he's still got the title, yeah. I think, yeah.
He's amazing.
He's still got the title. I think the thing he's trying to take it from him with Put Downs, what's his face? The chef, Angry Chef. That makes gin.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay.
He doesn't really make gin, or does he?
There is Gordon's gin, yeah.
There is Gordon's gin. But it's not Gordon Ramsay's gin,
No, it's not
it?
His gin, no.
Thinking, how old is that, Marvin? but he's putting people's food down, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And so it's a different kind of dynamic, isn't it? It's like, it's funny, but we shouldn't really laugh,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Well, we should, because the food is terrible for the most part, and maybe a lot of these people know that the food's terrible, so you're asking for a put down, but people are trying to put James Blunt down and then he's just owning them. I love
that. He's great, right? Okay, well, what's point number three on your
point number three? Take time out if you need to.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
So basically, like, if you're having a blazing round, and like flip, I said blazing, there you go.
Hey.
Shout out to the squad boys. So like, if you're having a blazing round and things are heated, and like the person, you're trying to be calm, but this person is going at you, just say, you know what, like, real talk, obviously we're not getting anywhere at this current time. Mm. I'm gonna take an hour, I'm gonna take 15 minutes, I'm gonna go for a walk.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for a jog. Mm. I might go to the library because you're at uni.
Jogging's
obviously.
Good, I can relate. Jogging's a very good stress reliever.
Just take some time out so that person gets a little bit of time so they can calm down. Mm. You've explained to them, boom, like because you've been having a conversation, like, you're not just like saying, ah, oh, I need a time and running away straight away. You're talking to that person, and then you say, look, do you know what? We're not getting anywhere here. I'm gonna go, let's just take a moment so we can both like get our heads clear, both think about what's going on, and then come back 15 minutes, hour. And then talk things out normally as people.
I like that, and I would imagine for you, Michael, that you're quite the dancer. That I imagine you could just dance it out a bit.
We could have a little dance off. Yeah. I'm not scared to put the fucking cardboard down, you know, spin on my head to squash the beef. Like, fuck you, man. Who do you think you are? I'll robot your fucking ass back to school.
Shuffle your way out of it.
Chat to me, blah. Come here. Where you going? Come here.
See, and those that would actually diffuse
those moves. Yeah, there
it would. No, it's true. You could not argue. Someone just started. You know what
I mean? Like you're having a massive ride, and then all of a sudden they flip on their Spotify, and it's like like that. You're gonna start laughing no matter what.
Right.
Maybe I'm gonna update these and add have a dance off.
Have a dance. Just spontaneously dance.
But if you don't laugh or smile from that, then you haven't learned how to laugh or smile from the dance off. Like, if you can't laugh at you doing the robot like you just did there,
it would be really, really awkward if someone watched you dance for 30 seconds and still wanted
and
to
then,
fight.
And then was like, nah, that's done. You know what I mean? Like, really, nah.
I like that.
That person doesn't want to be your friend, so you need to avoid them.
All right, what's point number four?
All right, try to see things from the other person's point of view.
Okay,
this is obviously like what everyone should do in any kind of debate and argument. Like obviously, like that person feels like if you're in the wrong or if they're in the wrong, like you need to like kind of like. Unless they've done something like massively tragic, like they've killed someone,
yeah,
and you're like, bro, you've just killed this person in our dorm room, and then
tell me
like,
why you did
it. I don't
it.
Care. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you gotta be like, why did it? Like you need to kind of figure out why this person could like is potentially so angry.
Mm.
Like, maybe the person just angry because you've actually approached them and like said to and they're feeling like they need to be defensive because they don't literally know you, innit? Like, yeah. So imagine you're on Freshers Week, you're having an argument with someone. This person doesn't know your personality. You've had like 2 days or whatever it is with this person. You need to like kind of like just like think to yourself, all right, cool. Like, this person's obviously got a thing where they get massively defensive. This is something that I'm going to have to deal with in the future anyway, because that's just how they deal with being confronted about situations. If they're coming at you and you've like left like something on their side of the on their bed or something like that, and they're like, why are you leaving something on my bed? You've got to be like, all right, obviously like we're working out space here, and like, so obviously I can't put my stuff on that person's side of the thing, and just be like, all right, cool, I understand you're probably angry because my boxer shorts are on your bed. I'm going to take my boxer shorts and put them on my in my drawer. I know for future, innit? So sometimes it's about looking from the other side of a thing, why that person is feeling aggrieved. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, and finally, point number five.
Point number five is talk things through once you've both had the time to chill out.
Good. Good advice, I think, because I think in the moment, you're right, sometimes you can get really kind of het up and annoyed, and then you go away and you think about what that person said, and you think, actually, they're saying it for a good reason. Yeah. Let me calm down, let me come back.
And also, I think it's important when you are embroiled in a massive argument that could kind of make or break your friendship at Freshers Week, that you kind of take some time to think of some witty comebacks.
Yeah, that's true.
Because no one wants to go away from an argument wishing they said some shit they didn't get to say. So take 15 it's minutes true. Out.
Go away and have a
if
think.
This motherfucker says this shit.
Because that's really annoying when you walk away and you're like, I wish I said that. Why was that my...
Line them up.
That's good.
Even if you've got to write them down in your hand. Just in case. Because as long as, you know, I think, you know, my kind of, if you don't mind a second opinion,
of course.
I'm kind of learning in this
Michael.
Thing.
I'm more of a doctor.
I'm more of
Michael.
A student, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm going to posit some theories of my own as we're bringing the love medicine into the new world.
You
right?
come in with the sage, and here's your wisdom.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, well, that's really all like, the only contribution I want to make. Yeah, witty comebacks are important.
No, do you know what? It's true because sometimes if you've got things, like if you take a second and then you like work out what's really gone on in that whole situation, you can work out things that it's actually stemmed from that probably weren't even part of that thing, but they're in there. So you can have that thing there to just say, look, like, Rhian Juvely, like, this happened the other day. I'm not, like obviously, I'm not bringing up things from the past, but I'm just saying to you, you done this the other day, but I didn't blow up on you for this. You know what I mean? Like, so you can kind of, like, even things out, because there will be things that are pent up in you that you do need to get off your chest.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, when you're having an argument or whatever it is, that's the best time to get everything out, because then, in future, that thing that you didn't say, or that thing that got on your nerve previously, is already out there.
Yeah,
so you
haven't
got that in your brain saying, you should have said this. You know what I mean?
True,
and the animosity will be less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's good tips. But the question that we are going to be throwing out and will be appearing on social media on Monday is, and this isn't just for students, because we want to be all inclusive here. And so anybody, but I think it's a kind of a common one, which is, the question is, how to have sex. How do you have sex in badly soundproof rooms? What's your initial thoughts?
I've got one tip. If you have a squeaky bed, like, so say for instance you've got like a metal bed frame or a wooden bed frame and it bangs against your wall, make sure you just invest in a couple of pillows. You put these pillows behind said bed, and then when it's hitting the wall, it's not too bad.
But it also could work over, because obviously, like, I think everyone has heard at some point, whether it's a flatmate or somebody, or the worst of the worst would ever be parents doing it, have got a coping mechanism for how to deal with hearing somebody having sex. But let's deal with how to soundproof it. So what we're going to do is, if you want to give us your tips, you can email drlove@foodbarradio.com. And when the video goes out on Monday, it'll be out on Instagram. Put your comments underneath and we will read them out on the show next week.
Awesome.
So let's go to a song and then we'll get our final guest of the day in.
Yeah, let's do that.
MCMC, look, hey, look. Say you's a friendly ass nigga, and I like my niggas. I put up in all red, cause the bitch never green. You's a friendly ass nigga, and I like my niggas mean. Yeah, you blow a couple O's, and you sip a lot of lean. If you can't respect the code, then you can't get with the team. I pull up in all red, cause the bitch never green. You's a friendly ass nigga, and I like my niggas mean. Yeah, you blow a couple O's, and you sip a lot of lean. If you can't respect the code, then you can't get with the team. Look, I need my caffeine every morning, cause I'm tired of niggas. I'm never hoeing, I cannot fuck with a lot of niggas. Keep it 100, I ain't never got
Marcel Somerville, Fubar Radio.
Yeah. Max. Trust me. Born on your own, die on your own. Yeah. Born on your own, die on your own. You will see Max popping up like cleavage. Max. Before you ring off the bells, best grease it. Why? There's a lot going on this evening. I'm in the ends with the walls, them scheming. Yeah. Dark whoops when my bros get leaning. Yeah. You wanna beef, but beef is serious. Yeah. Are you serious? Little vegan. Kevin Keegan, you and your girlfriend's clutch are reaching. Matt, you best mind ain't speaking. If I exit, that's boss man leaving. I make money off green and raps. Give me peas and that, give me money. Mash work on gal, no tea and dash. They ski on that. Yeah. Born on your own, die on your own. Kitties them cat dip on the ringtone. Yeah, I got my money up, that's grown. Big Macs, no love, get strong. Born on your own, die on your own. Kitties them cat dip on the ringtone. Yeah, I got my money up, that's grown. Big Macs, no love, get strong. Born on your own, die on your own. I spend my mornings unsubscribing and letting insects out of my home. Kiss the wife before I check my phone. Happy now, all of the man them eating. You man still living off decent. Said you wanna meet up, that's serious. Are you serious? It's not a meeting, that's dead. Die on your own. Get murk from bird's eye with a drone. No switching, lower your tone. No pictures, lower your phone. Before I make an impact, start smashing up the place, fam. In fact, if you wanna leave with all your shit intact, you should probably hear what I stick with Max and know you're born on your own. Down your own. Kitties them cat dip on the ringtone. Yeah, I got my money up, that's grown. Big Macs, no love, get strong. Born on your own, down your own. Kitties them cat dip on the ringtone. Yeah, I got my money up, that's grown. Big Macs, no love, get strong. Yeah, no love, get strong. 10 seconds with a cat if I chat on the phone. Ring, ring. One grand max, let me chat to you. No, no way. I got a link, Emily and Nicole and Emma Watson. That's big. Gotta give your heart for the nana, I get it often. Yeah, Max been shelling on them. Man, I got a styly brand new trip, isn't 10. Got trees like Christmas. Christmas tree. Gotta sell it on ends. Do you wanna be gangster? No, on a late night, run up on things when I'm waving. Gal and the brothers not team, can't lack. Cause noons where something got team, get you safe with your mates. Chances slim, catch man on the road and bark that team. Yeah. Born on your own, down your own. Kitties them cat dip on the ringtone. Yeah, I got my money up, that's grown. Big Macs, no love, get strong. Born on your own, down your own. Kitties them cat dip on the ringtone. Yeah, I got my money up, that's grown. Big Macs, no love, get strong. Born on your own, down your own. Kitties them cat dip on the ringtone. Yeah, I got my money up, that's grown. Big Macs, no love, get strong. Born on your own, down your own. Kitties them cat dip on the ringtone. Yeah, I got my money up, that's grown. Big Macs, no love, get strong.
It's Maxter and JME, that's fucking large, you know. Born on your own. Maxter, I was just saying, is super inconsistent with releases, man. Every time that kid drops a tune, I think, right, he's retired now, surely. Like, literally, he's that type of vibe. Right. Like, surely this is the last Maxter song ever, and then he releases another one.
That's good, though. He's fucking sick.
Yeah, right. he does, man. He's very vibey. I like Maxter, and that's very grime. You can't bring JME on the feature if it's not sounding something like that, do you know what I mean? Very large. speaking of kind of link-ups, man, we've got... I think this is, the first duo we've had in for ages as guests.
Yeah, because it was going to be Star 1, but then literally Star 1 of Star 1... No, Star 2, they were both here. We've had Star 1.
Yeah, also, are we calling them Star 2 now?
Yeah, they are Star 2. Star 2 came in.
Yeah, Star 2 came in. We've renamed them. No, but we've got the second only duo, maybe.
Yeah, that we've ever had.
Yeah, man. Frankie Stu and Harvey Gunn, welcome.
What's going on? Thanks for having us down.
No, not at all, man. How long have you been spitting for? Like, have you been spitting at this has one of you got years on the other?
Well, nah, not really. So I've never spat by my life. I'm the producer side of it.
Okay, cool. So it's purely it's like gangster, comparable to gangster. Yeah, producer and MC exactly, comedy. Yeah, okay, sure. Okay. I'm on the same page, finally. It takes me a while to get there, but when I do. But yeah, sorry, continue.
Yeah, it's probably like... Probably first linked up started making music literally coming on like eight years ago maybe.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
We was kids, like we was young then, 16 or something.
Mm. Sick.
Been working pretty much exclusively together since then. I mean, I don't really make beats for anyone
fair
else.
Play. Oh, and was it a case of producer finding MC or the other way around?
We was friends. I mean,
yeah, we knew each other regardless before we were doing music. To be fair, which is quite kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a touch.
as well.
Yeah. But the Brighton scene is healthy as far as hip hop goes as well. Is there anyone that you kind of like either like fuck with in a sort of rap sense or are hoping to? Because there is a burgeoning scene, and there has been for a while as well. You know?
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, there's always been bits going on with Brighton. We've got quite a good relationship with the Rizzle Kicks boys. Mm-hmm. Rag and Bone Man used to be heavily into all the rap sort of scene and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, there's loads going on, man. Brighton's a good place, but
it is.
Often doesn't get as much shine because it's not in the centre. But there's been loads going on in Brighton for years, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are the hopes? Like, there is this release, Coconuts. Is it the current release? But how sort of far into it or into your careers are you now? Like, where does this stand in the number of releases that you've had?
So we've put out two or three like quite serious projects over the last 6 years or something.
Yeah.
My last one was in November. This year we put out two singles. We had Coconuts and we followed it up with another one, Love One Another, which we put out 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Nice video for it. The rest of this year is just going to be a flood, man. Going to be singles.
Amazing.
That's it.
And the influences, it seems like, I would say that from looking at you both, that the influences are quite positive. Hip hop wise,
yeah, for sure, man.
Well, who would like name a couple? Because I'm kind of guessing like A Tribe Called Quest, Jay Dilla.
Yeah, man. A lot of that stuff, more so early on when we first started, it was a lot of the American stuff, Slum Village, mm-hmm. Blue and Exile, all that sort of stuff. But for the last few years, it's been UK stuff, man.
Yeah,
and then even touch when I become like 19 and stuff, getting into people like Skinny Man, Jest, mm-hmm. all that sort of stuff. That was the start of it, but now. It's in a good place, man. UK rap at the moment. 100%,
man. Anything said all the time, innit?
Yeah,
trust me. Anything as far as someone like Loyal Kana.
That's the exact kind of.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm guessing that is someone that you kind of look up to in the UK rap scene.
Yeah. He's a good guy. We've supported him a couple of times on this tour. Yeah, there's certainly been lots of similarities kind of drawn between us. Yeah, man, it's that kind of.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily definitely a bad thing. I think that we as people kind of always make comparisons and whatnot. Mm. And I think the comparisons are only, I suppose, negative if they're not kind of accurate. Mm. And you know, I like to try and build a picture of people's kind of influences and whatnot. Mm. So any comparisons I make aren't ever in kind of in a negative nature.
Even complete opposite stuff. Like, I wouldn't say this is like our music at all, but people like Heady One, gigs, all that sort of stuff as well. So, and then even as far as not rap music, man, it's like it goes far, man. Loads of different shit, really.
Yeah. But right now it's about Coconuts.
Yes.
We should get into it actually because we've only got 20 minutes left of the show, but I want to get into a bit more chat and hopefully,
yes,
a game. Yes, sick.
Love that.
Wait, before we go, you're going to have to stop it now, because they haven't introduced it for us, do you know what I mean?
Right,
two of them came in from Brighton.
One of you introduced the song then, please.
Thanks.
Right, we're Frankie Stewart and Harvey Gunn, and this one's called Coconuts.
Still not stopping, this year I can't be out of pocket. Just wanna stay in topic, don't wanna see more pain and coffins. Me, Harv and George go shopping, bags get dropping, I don't wanna hear about nothing. Talking rubbish, sometimes I can't forget I'm stuck in. Seeing your girl in town, she's bugging. Hope someone helps her out or something. One of them is kinda mad. I wanna see more crepes and hats. I wanna do more sets, get bags. Save it up, invest in flats. Move out to somewhere there's no tax. Think I'm about to go mad. I don't wanna forget that all I've planned to do this. No plan B, it's rap. Don't wanna sing, don't wanna chat. Don't wanna chat, I just wanna think of the things I've had. Don't wanna cry, go show that stuff. Don't wanna lie, and I've woken up. Every dance and show we done, I can't forget that local buzz. I just wanna chill on the beach in peace, and one day just drink coconuts.
Friends and favours, I can't lie, been taking ages. So close and still not made it, but most people flaunt and fake it. That's not cool, that's basic, it's weird that you think you're famous. I'm trying to get my tunes on playlists and get papers, then go away for ages. I know about changes, but can't think of things that make them. I'm still in the barber shop on wages, people think I've made it. I made about 30k this year off music, look in the bank, it's wasted. On too many garms and trainers, too many bars and flavours, just wanna feel like someone rates it. Love when the sun comes out, not raining, just gotta stop complaining.
That's Frankie Stewart and Harvey Gunn with Coconuts. It's very tropical, man.
Very tropical.
Did the sound influence the kind of title and the theme and whatnot?
Yeah, it was totally, just that time totally. In the summer, you know, when the heat was madness. Yeah, we went out to Ibiza to shoot the video as well, so it's all kind of tropical, everything about it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll definitely check it out. I can relate as someone who's been out to Ibiza to shoot a video. It's a slog in the heat, isn't it? But the end result is always pretty beautiful, so I'm looking forward to checking that out, man.
Nice one.
Frankie Stewart and Harvey Gunn are in the studio with us right now, and we've just come out of their current single Coconuts, and we're going to play a game.
Of course
I'm
we are.
Sure.
If we didn't, you'd be livid.
I would, yeah. I'm sorry. I'd be flipping tables and they're actually screwed into the ground.
Wow. Because it's funny that you mentioned that with a kind of vibe of Coconuts. We're going off that. It's transported me to some sort of island somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing music. I'm hearing some songs on some steel drums is what I'm hearing on this steel island.
Steel pan version.
Yes. Nice.
Okay.
So,
I wonder what a steel pan version of a Jamie XX song would sound like.
Well, maybe you'll be able to hear it in a second.
Exactly like a Jamie XX song.
There's no Jamie. Well, there could be. It would be backwards. But there's some clips here for you. Again, there's five and a bonus. So I want you to just write down, there's points to be given out between the artist and the song of what song and artist you think is being played on the steel drums. So let's go with number one. Some of these are fairly easy. Well, we thought that last week, and then Toddler T and you didn't really get any of them. Yeah. So let's not rule it out. Okay, here's number one. If nobody gets that, Marcel, you're looking at me like you don't
shit,
know. If you
I
don't
know.
Get it.
I don't know.
Is that all we're getting?
That's all you get. Do you need it again?
No,
they
don't get it again.
No, the guests get to get. Do you need it again?
One more time.
Yeah, okay.
I know
Marcel
this
is trying
it's one of the ones. I know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
Of course I know what it is.
No, you don't.
I do know what it is.
You don't.
I do know what it is. And the wickedest thing is, I didn't even get it from the steel pans themselves.
Oh.
Man got it from the baseline. Imagine.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
Imagine.
I need artist, full name, and song. Just saying, Marcel, before you get too
cocky. Okay, pal.
All right.
Marcel's getting
minus
cocky
five?
Again.
He's I'm not getting cocky. I'm always the first question.
You will never beat me.
Like, I do mark the scores here.
It's the first question, yo.
That will be minus five for Sass for you there, but okay.
Sass.
So let's go on to...
How dare you?
Let's go on to number two.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Oh, I'm dead at this game.
Again?
Yeah, I'm dead at it.
You didn't get that?
No, no, not even.
Come on.
Oh.
It's come
so
on.
Funny hearing it.
It's
a
sick.
Fucking
it's
steel
sick.
Pad version.
All right, okay. Number three is this.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Hey, hold on.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know that one, definitely.
You got that one? Does anyone need it again?
Can you play it again just so I can hear it?
Quartz, quartz.
I know all the lyrics, but I can't think of the artist's name.
That's incredible.
Okay, that's impressive, actually.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's impressive.
No, there's no cheating, brother. You see you looking over at my one, yeah?
Okay, and then actually, if you two need to, I will. As with all double accents, you could play together and team up to make one
wild card.
I'm going to allow that to say, like, if you think that I'm going to allow the points there. Sorry, Marcel, that's the rules, but that's what's happening. Okay, where were we at? Number four.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone got to you
need one more, please.
Yeah, of course.
Radio silence for me.
Okay, that's all right. Well,
yeah, it's looking peak for me.
Well, that's a clue.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, number five is.
Oh shit! Amazing, amazing.
Okay. You've got that? Do you need it? Does anyone?
Yeah,
need
I've got it.
You've got all
that? Because it's funny because the original has.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. As well.
Right, yeah. Should we go? I don't want to play the bonus at office. Yeah, yeah. What do you need, Marcel?
Can I just have number three? No, no, number four again.
Number four. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what my favourite drummer is? It's just this bit.
The drummer's just confident.
Yeah,
you know, proper happy reggae.
He's smiling as he's drumming. Yeah, you know he is. There's no misery. Do you need anything else, Marcel?
No,
are you good
done.
To?
I'm good.
All right, well, let's start. Well, so Frankie and Harvey are together now as a collective. Okay. What did you get for number one?
Nada.
Nothing.
It's not that artist Nada. No. Marcel?
Pharrell and Happy.
Oh wow!
I did. What did you put, Michael Payne?
Same thing. Pharrell Williams and Happy.
Well, you put Pharrell Williams, and I said I needed a full name. Did I or did I not say? I said that especially.
No way! No way! He don't go. His artist name is not Pharrell Williams. It's Pharrell.
Oh wait, that's a good point. I think some people.
Cheers, bro.
I think it might be Pharrell.
Cheers, wait. Bro.
Is it Pharrell or is it Pharrell Williams?
Hey, mate.
I think he might.
Let me just Google it.
Well, I think
he might officially be.
I don't know. I've lost my mind.
Definitely get a point there. Well, definitely. All right. You did say Pharrell.
Is it a point for artist and song?
It is for Happy by Pharrell Williams. So nope, sorry, that's what he released.
Why is it
amazing?
Sorry about that, Marcel. So no one likes a sore loser.
I don't get any points.
You get one point because you got the song right. So calm down.
I get two.
You see how I get treated, like that.
Right, number two. What did you get for number two?
Shaggy.
Shaggy, it wasn't.
Yeah,
me.
Same.
You didn't get anything.
They didn't write it down.
I knew it in my head, so I didn't write it down.
What did you get?
I got Shaggy, it wasn't me.
And what did you get, Michael Payne?
Shaggy.
I did think it was that. I just don't have the confidence.
Was that song featuring anybody?
It was Ray Rock.
No one said that, did they?
Was it Ray Rock or?
I don't know. Toby's Googling that because I feel like it's featuring somebody.
No, but I said it.
Rick Rock.
I said Rick Rock twice.
It was Rick Rock, right?
I thought you just said Ray Rock.
He said Rayvon.
He said Rayvon. I said Rick Rock.
No, don't try it. This whole thing is like.
Nah. Well, I will give you some points because I don't think anyone knows. Okay, what was number three? I know you got this one, Frankie.
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the song?
I don't even know, you know.
Michael, what did you get? What did you get?
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
What did you
see? That's what I didn't do. I didn't think that was the actual name of the track.
It's annoying, isn't it?
I was going to write Don't Stop, but I didn't think that was the actual name.
Unfortunately, Marcel, it's 1 point for you there because it is called Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, not just Don't Stop. Don't Stop was Fleetwood Mac when it did that. That's their song. But so it's not. That's 1 point for you there, Marcel. Number four. Who got something for number four?
I got something for number four.
Oh, okay, let's go to Marcel first, please.
He's trying to look at me. He's trying to read my answer upside down.
I need full title here and artist and everything. What
Red
did you get?
Plastic Bag Sweat.
Sorry, Red Plastic Bag.
God, that's the wrong person.
Is that
isn't
the
it?
Artist?
That's the artist.
Sweat. Okay, what did you get over, Frankie?
Oh my God, is it Aswad?
Which one are we on?
Is this number four? Yeah.
No, I didn't get number four, sorry.
What did you get, Michael Payne? Red Plastic Bag and Sweat.
Where's that even from? Sweat by Big Mountain.
No, it's Big Mountain! Big Mountain's all big, but look away!
In a circle! I kind of want to give you points there, but can you tell me, it's not just Sweat, there are brackets. What's in the brackets of the song?
Push it some more.
Sweat,
Girl, I want to make you sweat.
Push it.
There wasn't push it.
That's
not Salt and Pepper. So I will give you a point. Okay,
some
Mike.
More.
Sweat brackets a la 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 long. It's the brackets in that song by Inner Circle.
Right, who's Red Plastic Bag?
I have no
Is that your
idea.
Alter ego?
There was definitely a song at the same time, and
Red
it was this guy on a beach, and he was dancing around, and his name was Red Plastic Bag.
Can you verify that, Toby? Because he's shaking his head. He's like not having it.
There's a guy called Red Plastic Bag. He's done soga tunes or something like that.
I'm booking him. I'm getting him in. Okay, and then finally number five. I know you got something for this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
50 Cent.
Yes. Yes, there you are. Oh, sorry, I didn't check what you got.
I got the same thing.
Marcel, who knows what did you get?
Whatever.
Okay.
It's annoying because remember when you said it's peak for you?
Yeah. See,
and
there
I
it
went,
is.
That's a clue. It's because I thought the answer was Big Mountain.
Oh, I see. And I thought, like, I went there and I thought, I don't understand.
Abstract.
You definitely think, this motherfucker's got the shit wrong.
I thought you were doing the double bluff thing. I was like,
so I know who Red Plastic Bag is.
Who is it?
Red Plastic Bag. His real name is Stetson Wiltshire. He's also known by the name Red Plastic Bag, or RPB.
Yeah.
Or merely Bag. Sometimes they call him Bag. He's a Calypso and artist from Barbados.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes.
Fair.
That's why I thought he'd done Sweat, but he did it. He'd done another song at the same time that came out around the same time.
Okay. That makes perfect sense.
He's talented.
Sense.
He won the Barbadian Calypso Monarch competition a record 10 times.
There you go. Wow.
Fair
Whoa.
Play.
So, okay. Well, in last place, we do have Frank and Harvey with 3 points, but well done.
Pig.
second place, it's Marcel with 7. But once again, Michael Payne triumphant here with 9 points. So,
wow.
Well done, Michael.
Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Drill hand gesticulation. Drill gesticulations. Come on.
Hey, no, this is that's just wrong.
That's two
wrong?
Games.
You can't say Red Plastic Bag and expect to get a
no,
point.
No, mate. Pharrell though. Pharrell Williams.
That's what he released it as.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
Minus 5. Second it. Place
no,
is
the man
Frankie
here that
Harvey.
Doesn't respect the rules.
There's so much animosity right now. But I'm gonna play. I'm gonna be calm. I'm gonna take 5.
It's fine, yeah. And then next week you can come back strong and do some research and then come back next week. And maybe I'll do a whole quiz around Red Plastic Bag. I'm going to research him. You know?
I'm sure you will.
Or just carry it, or just bags. I might do a bag quiz.
Bag quiz.
Back
let, please let Erica Badu's Bag Lady be involved.
Tune.
If you do. Big tune, right? Big tune. What is, do you know who our guests are next week? Because I want to give people a little taste of.
Your friend and ours, I believe, Jordan Stevens.
Okay, Jordan
Rizzle.
Stevens is one of our guests.
Yeah,
okay. Another Brighton friend.
And some other people that I can't remember off the top of my head yet.
Oh, wicked.
And that's not their names, but.
That should be their name if it is. And they definitely should be.
Some more
through.
People coming in. It's a good lineup next week. So.
And Callum McSwiggan's up next.
Yep, say it again, Toby. Sorry, you're shouting at me.
Go on. Toby's got something to say. They can't wait until.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, you can go to toilet, Toby. It's fine,
you're
mate.
Yeah. It's the end of the
we'll
show. You can go. Yeah, so that's how I'm. Callum Swiggan is up next. Yep. That is the end of the show.
What's his guest name? Because I'll have to put you on the spot about that type
yep,
of shit.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, what is it? You don't know. You don't know.
I do.
Just say you don't know.
I
it's
do.
Shaggy. Callum Swiggan's up
red
next
plastic
with Shaggy.
Bag. On the back page.
Wow.
It's the LOL word and Ben de la Creme.
Amazing. Good name, Ben de la Creme.
Mm.
Yeah. Like that a lot.
Like Creme de la Creme, but Ben
but
de
ben.
La Creme. I like it.
You got it.
Got that. Yeah, that's the next week. Bye.
Bye. We'll see you next week. Getting all night. Adventure time is what I'm missing.
came to the day or even place when you had came into my life is what I see. Hallucinations, I don't know, but maybe I'm on a trip. But I can feel the shit is changing over time. Oh, it is running through these pictures in my mind.